Hi, my name is Stacey Singh, and welcome to the Clean Air Podcast. So at the beginning of this pandemic, there was this misunderstanding that the technology used in air filters were not effective against filtering out SARS-CoV-2. It was said that the virus was too small to be filtered out by any portable units. How do you address this misconception?
So the SARS-CoV-2 virions that cause COVID-19 are about 100 nanometers in size. And actually, they are filtered extremely efficiently by HIPAA filters with efficiency approaching 100%. And it's very important to note that those filters are certified according to standards set by regulatory bodies of the governments. And so based on fundamental aerosol science and the government regulations, it is possible to find air filters that are extremely effective at removing SARS-CoV-2 virions. So that misconception is very unfortunate because it prevented effective interventions from being introduced, especially early in the pandemic.
We've also heard another misconception that air filters can actually spread the virus around. How do you address this myth?
So there was a very quick, simple study in China where they looked at a cluster of infections happened in a restaurant with an air conditioner. And it's worth noting that most air conditioners have very basic air filters that are not very effective at filtering smaller particles. First of all, that air conditioner is very unlikely to have created an airflow that was free of infectious particles. Secondly, air conditioners typically create very strong directional airflows. So it is very important to choose a system, whether it's a ventilation system or an air filter system, that does not create strong directional airflows. And you will see that these various devices and systems have what's called a diffuser, and that is where the outflow of purified air, filtered air, is coming out of. And it's very important to choose a configuration where you have a smooth spread introduction of the filtered air into the space around the outlet of whatever system or unit that you have. So we also conducted a study in which we assessed the airflows and the spread of aerosol particles mimicking SARS-CoV-2 virion containing aerosols from different systems and different diffusers, and found that the diffusers that are circumferential, where the airflow exits all around and there's no directional flow, do not create these strong air streams and jets of air any significant distance from the unit. So it is important to make your decisions wisely with consideration for those factors. And it's also very important to note that HIPAA filters remove virtually all infectious particles from the air, so that outflow is practically sterile when appropriate filters are installed in the system.
Well, it certainly sounds that we as a society have to go through a mindset switch in learning how to live with this disease. Thank you so much, Dr. Nazarenko, for your time today and your insights. I'm sure our viewers will find this very interesting and helpful in navigating through this new normal.
Thank you very much, Stacey. I appreciate you having me here.